Good afternoon. I'd like to call this meeting of the Bryan City Council to order. This is a special meeting, and I'm sure you all didn't come to see the three of us, but we'd like to welcome all of you to the Bryan City Council. This afternoon, we will be considering only one item. State law says that two or more council members can act on the consent item 2B. That is resolution canvassing election returns. Adoption of a resolution of the City Council of the City of Bryan, Texas, canvassing the election returns of the City of Bryan runoff election conducted on December 17th, 2013. Do I have a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? And the motion carries unanimously. Moving right along to our regular agenda, that'd be item number three. Regular agenda consideration, swear in newly elected council member. Administer oath of office to newly elected council member, single member district 2, for a 3-year term, and present certificate of election.
I, Rafael Pena, the third.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute the duties.
That I will faithfully execute the duties.
Of the
office.
Of
city council member.
Single member district number 2.
Single member district number 2.
Of the city of Bryan.
Of the city of Bryan.
Of the state of Texas.
Of the state of Texas.
And will to the best of my ability.
And will to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
The Constitution and laws.
The Constitution and laws.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And of this state.
And of this state.
So help me God.
This is my aunt, Victoria De Leon. This is my grandmother, Dora Pena. My grandfather, Rafael Pena. My brother, Joseph Guzman. My mother, Sandy Guzman. And we're not done yet, guys. I got a speech. I would like to thank my mom, brothers and sisters, my grandmother and grandfather, whom I'm named after, by the way. I wish my father could be here to see this day, but I know he's with us in spirit. My family and friends have stood by me and encouraged me to stand up for what's right and never give up. I would not be here without them, and I would not be here without you. Thanks to the inspiration and support that I received from my community and, of course, from the people that helped me knock on doors, create t-shirts, make phone calls, document the issues, and put up signs, it has been a wonderful learning experience. And I would just like to thank you all for believing in me. It's a lot of responsibility to bring the concerns of my people in the district before council, and I do not take that responsibility lightly. Walking down streets without sidewalks, I found these same concerns affect not only my district, but the entire community. I look forward to working with the mayor and council on reinvesting tax dollars back into my district and having decent streets, lighting, and sidewalks, making all of Bryan a great place to live. I'm new to politics and the political games that are played, not even my first day on the job, and it's come to my attention that I already have some critics. Although being a council member is a nonpartisan position, there are some critics labeling me as a gun-toting conservative, while others labeling me as a liberal, and even some making wild accusations. Well, to all those critics, I'm here to say I'm a red-blooded American who loves this community and believes that we all have a responsibility to leave it better than when we found it. I will also say in my district, it doesn't matter if you're on the left or the right, because neither side has sidewalks. That's one of the major priorities in my district I will work towards improving. I challenge our community, young and old, to unite behind improving streets and sidewalks in our great city to ensure safety for all citizens. To the young men and women out there, you are the future of our community. It is your term, it is your time to step up and let your voices be heard. Your vote can make the difference in our community's quality of life. Nothing is impossible, no matter what your hopes or dreams. Never give up. Thank you. God bless. And may you all have a safe and happy New Year.